USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As COVID-19 cases in several states in the West and South continue to spike, Vice President Mike Pence is now urging those in those states to wear a mask, saying yesterday during a speaking engagement in Dallas.
Roughly half the state is under local ordinances. Strongly recommend if your local officials in consultation with the state are directing you to wear a mask, we encourage everyone to wear a mask.
The Republican governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, describing that recent spike in his state as a very swift and dangerous turn. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also calling on Americans to wear masks. She gave her opinion on ABC's This Week, calling on President Trump to be a better example and start wearing a mask himself. Trump has been criticized by some for not wearing a mask in public. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A former director of the CDC says America is playing catch-up in its battle against COVID-19. Dr. Tom Frieden saying that things are going to get worse for the next few weeks because he says it will take a while for physical distancing measures to have an effect. He made the remarks on Fox News Sunday. Four Minneapolis police officers, now former police officers, are facing charges in the death of George Floyd, and they're due in court today. Derek Chauvin is charged with second and third degree murder and manslaughter in the case that's ignited national outrage. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for almost 9 minutes during an arrest on May 25th. Four police officers in San Jose are suspended and being investigated for allegedly making racist remarks on social media. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Some hand sanitizers marketed in the U.S. but made in Mexico reportedly have toxic ingredients that are causing people to die. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Three people in New Mexico have died, one has been blinded, and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Company officials with Walmart say they're taking action after a deadly shooting at one of their distribution centers in California over the weekend. The company releasing a statement about the deadly incident at the Walmart warehouse in Red Bluff, which left one person as well as the gunman dead. Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillon, says the company is heartbroken by the death of team member Martin Harrow Lozano, so the warehouse is going to be temporarily closed, and all associates working there will continue to be paid. And jazz musician Freddie Cole has died at 88. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.